Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are doing exactly what the patriots want them to do. And remember, if we go back in time, we can see how Trump needed to plan this whole thing out. Because the deep state, they had a 16-year plan. First 8 years was Obama. Second 8 years was Hillary Clinton. Obama was supposed to infiltrate the entire country, take the weapons away from the people. Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish that off. And she was supposed to bring us to war. Yes, we were going to have open borders. The economy was going to crash and everything else that was involved in the 16-year plan. They never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. They never expected Trump to use the Electoral College like he did. Remember, they always use the popular vote because in the past, all you needed was the popular vote. The Electoral College would do whatever they wanted. And their entire election system was controlled by them. So they knew that they could cheat. They knew that they could put the person they wanted in there, no matter if it was a Republican or a Democrat. Yes, there's a uniparty. You have the illusion of choice. That's why they didn't care who you picked. They actually directed everyone to the one they actually wanted, and they made it so. And you thought, oh, look, we picked this person, but you really didn't because it was the exact same person that you were picking. They actually chose for you. And during the 2016 election, they thought they had it made. They thought, well, our system's in place. We don't have to worry about it. We don't even have to attack Trump that much because he doesn't stand a chance. If you remember all those people saying that Trump would never be president, and you had all the fake news, all the installed corrupt politicians saying it. You had everyone saying, even Obama was saying it, because they were so sure of their system that they didn't give it two thoughts. They knew that they had it. It worked in the past. It's going to work now. They never expected Trump to use the Electoral College like he used it. And it shocked them. And if you notice, they thought they were in control during this period of time. So you really didn't see events. You really didn't see that much going on because they didn't need it. They were in control. Now, fast forward to 2020 and that election. Well, their system of cheating, well, it didn't work that well in 2016, so they had to take their system of cheating to the next level. And this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots wanted them to do. They wanted them to take it to the next level. Now, before 2020, when Trump got in, he set a plan in motion. I do believe the first 4 years was Trump to be in office, to set up continuity of government, to put everything into place to make sure that he captured everything the deep state was doing. He set up the Space Force, made sure it wasn't under the Posse Comitatus Act, make sure they were able to function on U.S. soil so they could capture everything. He wanted the deep state to cheat on November 3rd. He wanted them to create the insurrection and have the insurrection. This way, the military was activated. For the first 4 years, Trump planned this all out. Planned it with the military, got everything into place so he would have absolute full control of the situation, where the deep state players, they are no longer in control. Now, since he had control of the entire situation and the military is now controlling everything, he needed to activate and put forth his other part of the plan, which was going to be 3 years, actually maybe even 4 years, going into the 2024 election. That part of the plan was to wake the American people up. The people needed to see the true agenda of the deep state players. The people needed to see that these people didn't care about them, that they lied to them over and over and over. These individuals, they installed themselves. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about your lives. And he needed to show the people every step of the way. Now, it couldn't be done in a couple of months because Trump, he needed you to walk through it. Yes, people can tell you all different things, but until you walk through it, you will never, ever, ever believe it. And during this process, as you saw the deep state removing your freedoms, your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right, and all the other rights, he wanted every single person to fight to the very end. And a lot of people go, well, I can't believe what's happening in the country. This is absolutely ridiculous. That's it. I'm done. You're done. Where are you going? Wait, you're leaving the country? What are you going to do? You're just going to go back and do absolutely nothing? Well, let me tell you what happens when you do nothing. Think about the Revolutionary War, the colonists who were fighting. They were fighting in a war. Blood was everywhere. Their farms were burning down. Can you imagine them saying, listen, I'm done here. It's not working. They're too powerful. We're out. Well, what do you think would have happened to these people? They would have been hung, tried for treason. That's it. What do you think is going to happen if you decide to give up at this point? What happens if you decide to give up and allow the deep state to take control of everything? What do you think is going to happen to you? Think about what they're doing to Trump right now. Think about what they've been doing to those people that just picket abortion clinics. Think about those parents that just come in and say, hey, listen, we don't like you pushing CRT or trans type of education. What do you think is going to happen if you give up? They're going to put you in jail. They're going to control everything that you do. Think about the Great Reset. Think about the Green New Deal. Think about the central bank digital currency. Trump is continually telling the people, you must fight. You want freedom? You want to be free? Well, there's a cost. And you know what that is? The cost is that you have to fight every single day until you get that freedom and you remove those individuals that are trying to take your freedom. That's what you have to do every single day. So when you look around the world and you look around this country and you say, I'm done, there's no place to go. There's no place to hide. You must move forward. You must fight Trump every single day. What is he doing? He's fighting for the people. Do you think he wants to be indicted four times? Do you think he wants all these charges and his family being subpoenaed every single day? Do you think he really wanted to go through all this? Or did he realize if we don't do this, the country is lost? Listen, he's a billionaire. He has tons of golf courses. He has a beautiful club, Mar-a-Lago. He could have spent all his time there, go play golf everywhere else. Why would a billionaire want to put himself through all of this? Because he knows if he didn't, the country is lost. So for all those people saying it's not working, it's taking too long, well, let me ask you, when you're losing weight, and let's say you're, I'm just going to make up a number here, 300-400 pounds, and you want to get to your fighting weight of 180, let's say, or if you're 300 pounds, you want to get to your fighting weight as a woman, 110 or 120, does that happen in one day? Or do you have to fight every goddamn day to get to where you want to go? And some days you don't feel like fighting, but you got to do it every single day. You got to keep pushing yourself and keep pushing yourself, because freedom and everything else that you want in life is not just handed to you. You need to fight for it every single day and never, ever give up. And I do believe this is what Trump is continually telling the people. Don't give up. We got it under control. We have it. I just need you at the end. I need you to see all of this. I need you to walk through this. I'm going to keep throwing it in your face, and I want you to fight for your freedom. I want you to keep saying no to these people. You throw COVID at me. You throw tests at me. You throw a vaccine at me. You throw censorship at me. You throw everything that you have at me. He wants you to say no to them. Fight for your freedom. That's what he keeps saying. Because in the end, he needs the people to vote. He needs the people to say, you know what? We're done with these people. We're voting them out. Now, I do believe he's going to give a platform to the people, because you can see already the deep state players, what are they doing? They're bringing back COVID tests. Remember, without the tests, they don't have a plandemic. They need the tests to have a plandemic. So they're going to have at-home tests right now to push the plandemic. What do the people have to do at this point? Say no. They're going to push the vaccines. You got to say no. They're going to push closures. You got to say no. Remember, this is about an election, not about a virus. You've been living fine without a mask, living fine without the vaccine. You're living fine without being tested. Don't do it. Don't fall for their tricks. You did it once. Don't do it again. And when people stop doing this, that's when they're going to get the message that that part of their plan is not working, which means they're going to have to rely on the illegals. And we can see that states right now, they're all already making it possible for the illegals to vote. Now, everyone's going, well, then it's done. We can't do anything now. We got the illegals. They're going to have them all vote, and this is not going to work out. Well, really think about this for a second. We have always been in their system. You know what the system is now, but you've always been in the system. You know what it is. So can we actually have an election using their system? If New York or California or any of these other states, Massachusetts, whatever state, if they allow the illegals to vote in the election by giving them licenses and allowing them to vote, do you really think that the election is going to work for the people. No, it's going to work for them because they're going to try to rig it either with COVID, with the illegals. They are going to actually push this as hard as they possibly can. Now, Trump, I do believe, knows that all of this is not going to work in the end. Even if he has all the people, they're trying to bring in as many illegals as possible. Yes, they will try to use the fake ballots. Yes, they will try to stop the elections. I think Trump realizes that this method is not going to work. Now, in 2020, people are saying, well, why did we use that method then? Because he needed to catch them in cheating. He needed everyone out there voting. He needed the Space Force to capture what they were doing. And that's exactly what they did. He has irrefutable proof of what they did in the election. Because if they just used their old system and they didn't go and they didn't pull out all the stops where they use mail-in ballots, drop boxes and mules and had the FBI, CDC, DHS all be involved in this, they would have captured just a little bit. But he needed the people out there and he needed 80 million votes and he needed them to make up the difference. And he needed them to go all out on this process. He even wanted them to stop the elections, get the ballots you need, do what you got to do, because we're monitoring everything that you do. This time around, I do believe as people see the states and the deep state players and the criminals push their entire agenda to cheat in the election, the people are going to accept a different way. The people are going to accept a completely different way where we're going to use paper ballots, because I do believe that this is probably the only way that we can do this. And we need someone to guard the elections while we take the elections. And I do believe this is where this is all going. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and how the old guard is being destroyed right now, because as more and more people wake up, what's happening? People now can see through their propaganda. Why do you think the fake news ratings are in the dumpster? Why do you think they're trying to censor people with sexual allegations? Because they don't have the power to censor them on the platforms, because they don't have control of many of the platforms. So they're going to do everything they possibly can, but the people aren't going to fall for it because they are awake and they can see through the propaganda. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, when you start to look at Congress and you start to look at what the deep state players are trying to do, you can see it's becoming very, very clear. Think about what Biden has done. He's brought in all these individuals that are men that are dressed in women. They wear wigs. They wear all these different outfits. One steals clothes. I mean, it looks like a clown show. Actually, if you look at the Hunger Games and you look at the Capitol in that movie Hunger Games, it's starting to look that way. So now in Congress, they want this to happen there. And you're starting to see Fetterman and now Schumer saying, listen, people don't have to get dressed up. You're going to see people all of a sudden start to look like clowns in Congress. And the people are going to be looking at this going, what the hell is going on? It's going to look like a circus. And people are going to say, no, absolutely not. Remember, this is all being thrown in your face. Carrie Lake put this out and said, our elected officials used to have decorum. They honored the tremendous responsibility the American people have entrusted with them. They knew it was a job. Now they dress like bums and circus clowns. It's about time we bring back standards back to D.C. Absolutely. And I think what's happening right now is that Trump and the Patriots, they're showing everyone what's happening in Congress. It is a circus. It is a clown show. It's time to take it back because that's what these people are. And you can see they're going after many, many people to shut them up, to shut them down, and to try to get rid of them. Actually, I do believe one of them was Lauren Boebert. And Liz Crokin put this out and said, Lauren Boebert claims she did not know that her date who groped her in the theater was a Democrat. She also said he will not get another date with her. I posted 2 days ago that this has all the markers of a setup, and I believe her so-called date was in on it. And when you start to look at it, I do believe he was in on it. I do believe it was set up. They went out on a date, probably drank a little too much, and he actually set it up saying, okay, here I am. Here's the camera. Let me grope her. Let me do all these things to her. And I do believe this was done on purpose. And actually, when you start to look at what has been happening from, you know, in the past, you can see that this is the method that they always use. Those people that are bringing out the truth, those people that are strong, they need to get rid of those people. And you can see they're doing this with Russell Brand. You can see they're doing this with Ballard, who helped with the Sound of Freedom. you can see that these people that are telling the truth, these people that are letting everyone know what's really going on, they need to get rid of them. Actually, if you go back in time and you look at what they did to Julian Assange, it was pretty much the same thing. Simon Ateba put this out on X and said, many may not remember this. Julian Assange was suddenly accused of rape after he began exposing government abuse of power, fraud and corruption via WikiLeaks. One woman said she was half asleep, just like Russell Brand. The corrupt media convicted him before any court hearing. It's always the same story. You go against the establishment. You are about to become a Supreme Court justice or a president of the United States. You're a famous person with a lot of money and influence. The mainstream media comes up with allegations of rape. And even before any court hearing, they convict you. They talk about these allegations day and night as if they could not be false. They smear you so badly that you're almost guilty until proven innocent. The allegations often go back decades. When you get to court, they would say the accuser should not be cross-examined because of privacy concerns. The accuser can try to destroy a famous person, but they cannot be cross-examined. How does that work? Of course, no one supports any physical or sexual assault of a woman or a man. Everyone is against it. But it's interesting how this is always reported when you're against the establishment or belong to the wrong political party. Right now, Assange is still being detained, not because of his rape, not because he lied against any government, but because he told the truth. He exposed the government and they are killing him. They want him to die in detention. The advocates of free speech are actually against any transparency, against any free speech. May God help us. And that's absolutely true. And this is exactly what they're trying to do to Russell Brand and Ballard. And we're going to be talking about Russell Brand a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden. Let's talk about what's happening with Joe Biden, because Merrick Garland, he testified today, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But I just want to go back a little bit in time, because what we've come to find out is we've always known that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop and they knew it was real. We knew that the 51 fake clowns, they put out a fake letter saying it was Russian disinformation, even though they knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the rest, they all lied saying it was Russian disinformation. But what's very interesting about all this, and the Oversight Committee put this out, is the FBI verified the laptop's authenticity in November of 2019 by matching the device number against Hunter Biden's Apple iCloud ID. So they always knew, but they lied to the American people. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Hunter Biden, he didn't want to go in front of the judge to be indicted, and they were trying to do this over video. Paul Sperry put out two posts and said the following. In petitioning the Delaware judge hearing Hunter's felony case to let him plead not guilty from his Malibu estate by video, his lawyer cited COVID-19 and the logistical burden on the downtown area of Wilmington if he had to travel like other defendants to the court. Well, Trump did it with no problem. And what COVID-19 are you talking about? Just put your mask on and go over. Then Paul Sperry put this out. Hunter Biden's lawyer earlier today filed a motion with Delaware judge claiming Mr. Biden is not seeking any special treatment in making his request to stay in Malibu and not surrender to authorities in Wilmington, Delaware, for booking on his three felony gun charges. Well, it looks like that he's not going to be able to testify or appear in front of the judge using video. He's going to actually have to come in person because this was struck down. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Merrick Garland, he was in the spotlight right now, and we know that these people aren't going to tell the truth. And actually, we don't want them to tell the truth, because first of all, criminals don't tell the truth, and we want them lying on the stand so it could be used against them later on. And that's exactly what these people do. They're being caught in their lies. Representative Mike Johnson put this out on X and said, AG Garland was true to form today. Said he couldn't recollect speaking to anyone at the FBI about Hunter Biden investigation. Dodged questions about coordinating with David Weiss. Said FBI whistleblowers aren't truthful. It's clear why 65% of Americans don't trust the DOJ. And remember, the people are watching this play out. The people understand what they're doing. And the people are seeing them lie and lie and lie, which means the people are saying, okay, the CDC lied to us. The FBI lied to us. The FDA lied to us. And now the DOJ, right in front of our face, they are lying to us once again. And remember, the evidence against Joe Biden, the evidence against Hunter, well, it's overwhelming. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, in 2020, Joe Biden lied about his family making money in China. Bank records we've obtained reveal his family received money from the CCP-linked associates. After we exposed the truth, POTUS lied again. No spin from Biden's 24-person war room can change the facts. Absolutely. And they can't change the facts. But once again, you can see they're going to continually lie to the very, very end. And we could see that the feds, they were involved in thwarting a probe into criminal violations involving Biden in 2020. So newly discovered inquiry opened after the 2020 election into the payment of Hunter Biden's overdue taxes by a lawyer. But like other investigative avenues, there was an obstruction by prosecutors. The FBI and IRS probed allegations that Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign may have benefited from campaign finance criminal violations. By allowing a politically connected lawyer to help pay off Hunter Biden's large tax debts, but agents were blocked by federal prosecutors from further action. That evidence includes a case summary memo written by the IRS supervisor, criminal investigative agent Gary Shapley, to his bosses dated May 3rd, 2021, in which he alleged that Leslie Wolf, a top prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case inside Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss's office, waived agents off the campaign finance case. Shapley provided the information to Congress under the protections of whistleblower laws, and lawmakers voted the information to be public. This investigation has been hampered and slowed by claims of potential election meddling. And that's what he wrote in the memo. And according to his now public transcribed interview with the White House Ways and Means, where he read verbatim a passage from the memo, through interviews and review of evidence obtained, it appears there may be campaign finance criminal violations. And it looks like the feds, they stopped all of this. They didn't want this to move forward. Wonder why. Again, they're covering up for the Bidens. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and Paul Sperry put this out on X, said President Biden failed to report more than $5 million in income in his sworn financial disclosures for the years 2017 through 2019, when millions of dollars flowed into several Biden family members' bank accounts from China. The discrepancy shows up in Celtic Capri Corp line item. And remember, all this was happening during Obama's reign. Remember, he told us there's no scandal, nothing's going on. He didn't know about anything. But that argument is going to completely fall apart. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the Obamas front and center. They want everyone looking at them as they run for the 2024 presidential election. And I do believe information is going to continually be dripped out showing how corrupt they are, how they are liars, and how they've been lying to the American people from the very, very beginning. Paul Sperry put this out and said, Obama began aiding and abetting the Biden crime family from 2005 to 2008, when as U.S. Senator, he sought some $3.5 million in earmarks for clients of then lobbyist Hunter Biden, including $190,000 plus for St. Xavier University near Chicago, according to lobbying records. Hunter met with Obama's staff. So there is a connection. Obama knew all about this from the very, very beginning. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to expose all of this as we move forward. And I do believe this is what this is all about, that all roads lead to Obama. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to inflict pain on all of these people. And the pain is the people knowing. The pain is the people understanding. It's not the DOJ pressing charges. It's not the FBI pressing charges. It's the people, the majority of the people, knowing exactly what they have done. Because when the people know what they have done, there's no escape. There's no convincing the people otherwise. And it doesn't matter what the DOJ, FBI do, because they're corrupt. They're not going to do anything. And the people, they're going to demand justice. You see, when the people know and the majority say, we want justice, and the FBI does nothing, the DOJ does nothing, where's the justice come from? Where do you get the justice? Who actually comes and says, we must press charges against these treasonous people? Well, it's the military. The military is the only way. And I do believe this is where all this is leading. Now, what's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, he caught Garland in a lie. And he admitted that David Weiss did not have full authority during the Hunter Biden investigation, even though he said he did. Take a listen to what happened during this conversation.
Himself, quote, Mr. Weiss has full authority to bring cases in other jurisdictions if he feels it's necessary. That was your response, Attorney General, to Senator Grassley's question on March 1st, 2023. You just referenced it when Mr. Bishop was questioning you. Only problem is he'd already been turned down by the U.S. Attorney in the District of Columbia, Mr. Graves. So he didn't have full authority, did he?
I had an extended conversation with Senator Grassley at the time. We briefly touched on the Section 515 question and how that process went.
My point's real simple, Mr. Garland. You said he had complete authority, but he'd already been turned down. He wanted to bring an action in the District of Columbia, and the U.S. attorney there said, no, you can't. And then you go tell the United States Senate under oath that he has complete authority.
I'm going to say again that no one had the authority to turn him down. They could refuse to partner with him. They could
you
not.
You can use whatever you, language. They, refuse to partner is turning down.
So you could see this whole thing is completely falling apart on the Bidens. It's completely falling apart in the DOJ. And this whole exercise is for the people to see this, because the people are going to go, you know something, I don't believe them anymore. They're lying right to our face. They're thinking we're stupid, but we're seeing it all play out. And this is exactly what Trump, the Patriots, wanted everyone to see. They wanted everyone to see the criminals, the liars. Remember, criminals, they don't tell the truth. They tell a lie to cover up their first lie. Then they tell another lie to cover up their second lie. And this goes on and on and on. Trump and the Patriots wanted them to see this, because every time these people testify, every time they come in front of the Senate, every time they come in front of the House and they lie, they can use it against them. And what do the people see? Well, you lied the last time. Now you're trying to cover up that lie with another lie. And now the next time we call you in, you're going to lie about it again, because remember, the evidence continually comes out. They find out this information and they find out that they've been lying. And they want to see if these people are going to tell the truth. Are they? No, they're not. Why? They're criminals. Criminals don't tell the truth. The criminals aren't going to press charges against themselves. Remember, they're there to cover up their masters. And if you think something's going to happen, might as well get that out of your head, because it's not going to happen. The criminals aren't going to go after themselves. This is the show part. This is the part that you're watching. And those people that are awake, yes, I know all this already, but think about all the other people. They can't believe what they're seeing. They're getting pissed off. What the hell's going on here? So the DOJ is corrupt. They're talking to their neighbors. They're talking to their friends, family members. So the FBI is corrupt too. Holy crap. What's going on in this country? That's what they're witnessing. This is the show. That's what you're watching. And sooner or later, they won't even be able to argue about the facts about Biden and what he did. So what they'll do at this point, they'll just make up stuff and try to shut people up. That's what they're going to do. Trump, he put this out and said, IRS whistleblower Joseph Ziegler, the Biden family attorneys have given up on arguing the facts anymore and now have decided their best defense is to muzzle us and intimidate us. And it's not going to work. And it shouldn't work. But this is what they're going to do. So really think about this and take this to the next step. If they can't argue the facts anymore, and they have a problem censoring people on social media, they're going to still try, but they're having a problem, and they can't shut the people up, even though they say, oh, you're, you know, sexual misconduct, they have the alleged sexual or rape or whatever they're going to use. If they can't stop the people this way, how else are they going to stop the people? They're just going to have to shut everything down, aren't they? I think in the end, that's what they're going to try to do. And when are they going to do this? Well, when the impeachment inquiry digs deep into what they're doing, and they've already begun. Catherine Herridge put this out and said, GOP oversight announces first hearing 928 in impeachment inquiry, plus new subpoenas. White House Spox Ian Sams previously said this baseless impeachment exercise would be a disaster for the congressional Republicans. And don't take our word for it. Just listen to the chorus of their fellow Republicans who admit there is no evidence for their false allegations. See, those other Republicans, they're rhinos. They're part of the Uniparty. What the Patriots are going to find, they're going to find evidence like we've never seen before. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And so when they start to bring this evidence out, you know, they can't actually spin it because it's documented. They'll try. They can't argue. They'll try, but no one will believe them. So what are they going to have to do? Well, they're going to have to figure out another way to shut all this down. Yeah, they're going to get rid of Biden. Yes, they're going to pull out distractions. Yes, they're going to try everything they possibly can do to make sure people don't understand what's going on. And I do believe they're going to have a whole long period of time where they're using the 25th Amendment to get rid of Biden, and that will be their distraction. There might be other distractions along the way, like, you know, someone dying or something like that, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that Trump, he appointed certain Supreme Court justices, and their mission was to bring back the rule of law. And it looks like they're doing this very, very slowly. They started with Roe versus Wade. Then they went ahead and they countered everything New York was trying to do and California was trying to do with the Second Amendment. And we could see that Trump, he did this on purpose because what he's trying to do is he's trying to bring back the rule of law and he's trying to set everything up for when he comes back. And he's letting the people know that, listen, we're reversing the infiltration that started back in the 70s. And yes, it started back in the 70s. And now we're reversing all of this. This is what he put out on Truth. I was able to do something that nobody thought was possible. And Roe versus Wade. For 52 years, people talked, spent vast amounts of money, but couldn't get the job done. I got the job done, thanks to the three great Supreme Court justices I appointed. This issue has been returned to the states, where all legal scholars on both sides felt it should be. Now, the pro-life community has tremendous negotiating power. Like Ronald Reagan before me, I believe in the three exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Without the exceptions, it is very difficult to win elections. We would probably lose the majorities in 2024 and perhaps the presidency itself. But you must follow your heart. In order to win 2024, Republicans must learn how to talk about abortion. The issue costs us unnecessarily but dearly in the midterms. We have to expose the Democrats like Crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as being the true radicals on the abortion issue, in that they allow the killing of babies in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th months and even after birth. But it was okay to rip the baby out of the womb under Roe versus Wade and destroy a living soul. Now with Roe versus Wade no longer, the power to negotiate is with the pro-life movement, not the radical left Democrats who are so willing to destroy life. And he's absolutely right. Now, once again, he set us all on a path. And we know the rhinos, they're not going to go along with this. The D's are definitely not going to go along with this. But the people, they're hearing this. The people, they're thinking logically now. And they're starting to understand. Just like they're starting to understand that the border is a crisis. And it's not just here in the United States. The border crisis is happening all across the world, because Soros and many others, they're trying to blend all these different nations. And once they get these people into position, millions of people, they will then have control over them where they can continually install the people they need in government. And they can blend the nations so the nations lose their identity, they lose their history, because the deep state players, they don't want people with an identity. They don't want people with a history. They want people with absolutely nothing. So when you look out at Italy, and Wall Street Silver put this out on X, it says in the past 24 hours, 20 more boats have arrived. Total over 18,000 more boats are underway towards Italy. The local population of the island is 6,000 and is now outnumbered by 3-1. And this is what they're doing in many of the different countries. They're also doing it here in this country, and everyone can see it. But you can see that there are certain D's in certain cities. They're getting pissed off because they're realizing, holy crap, these illegals are being shipped up to our cities. The people are getting angry at the mayors or the governors, saying, you must do something to stop this. We can't handle this anymore. They're using up all the resources. And this is going to be, and it is a huge problem for them. And what's very interesting is that the New York City mayor, he has appeared to snub Biden multiple times as the resident visited New York. And once again, the people are pissed. The mayor answers to the people. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And New Yorkers, they are becoming outraged. They actually blocked a bus carrying illegals to a former nursing home, and 10 were arrested because this is where they were shipping them. And this is costing a lot of money. The people are getting angry. The people are getting pissed off. And this is not going to go well for the D's in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you could see the borders are completely wide open. And when you look down in Texas at Eagle Pass, you can see that Texas right now, well, they're issuing an emergency declaration because there's a never-ending line of military-age males from Venezuela and many other places that are continually just coming into this country. Now, the question is, why are they bringing in military-aged men into this country? Because number one, they want them to vote. Number two, they need them on the streets. Number three, they need them to work. This is what this is all about. Because remember, once they break down the country, which they're trying to do, these individuals will work for pennies on the dollar. When they need them to go out and create chaos, these people will have the ability to do this. When they need them to vote in the election, even though they're not allowed to vote, they will still use them to skew the election results because they need to cheat. Remember, these are criminals. They don't play by the rules. But I do believe with all this happening and everything that we're seeing, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen and they needed the people to see this firsthand. And this is exactly what we're seeing now. We're going to be talking a little bit more about illegals and voting a little bit later, because I do believe the deep state just played their hand on all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is around the world, the parents and people, they're out there telling them, telling the governments, telling all these trans people and all the rest to leave the kids alone. Out in Canada, we had this huge parade. People are coming together at Parliament Hill for the 1 million March for Children. And we had Trudeau out there, and he actually sent a message on X and said the following: "Let me make one thing very clear. Transphobia, homophobia, and biphobia have no place in this country. We strongly condemn this hate and its manifestation, and we stand united in support of the 2SLGBTQI plus whatever the other letters are, Canadians across the country. You are valid and you are valued." So the people of his country are saying, we don't want you going after our children. And he's saying, we support these people. I mean, really think about this for a second. This is going to backfire on him in the end, because when the people start to see what's really going on and they start to wake up and they see their economy breaking down and they can't live there and they see what's going on in their country, this is when people push back, and they push back hard. We've seen it throughout history, and it's happening right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they're trying everything they possibly can to get people off X. Now, it's a little bit more difficult with Truth. It's a little bit more difficult with Rumble, but they will try to get people off of those platforms. So a fake story was put out that Elon is going to charge people a small monthly fee to be on X, to stop the bots. Well, it turns out this entire story was completely fake. Community Notes responded to this and said, "Misleading post. In a recent interview with the PM of Israel, Elon stated that they will introduce a lower tier pricing for premium members. There was absolutely no mention of charging everyone to use X. Interview timestamp 34 minutes, 40 seconds. Elon responded to this and said, and Community Notes scores again. So they lied to make everyone think, well, you better get off now or you're going to be charged. Look what they continually do, because they don't want people on these platforms. And yes, X, they have a lot of people on X. Now, True Social is a little bit more difficult. Rumble is a little bit more difficult, but you could see they're trying to control these platforms. And these platforms like Rumble, they're fighting back. Now, remember, Russell Brand, there are allegations against him. And as soon as those came out, what did YouTube do? They demonetized him. So now he's not making money on YouTube. Soon, they'll probably just get rid of him. So what happened with Rumble? Because Russell Brand has a channel on Rumble. The UK Parliament sent a letter to Rumble, and they're telling Rumble to demonetize him. So Rumble responded to the UK and said the following: "Today we received an extremely disturbing letter from a committee chair in the UK Parliament. While Rumble obviously deplores sexual assault, rape, and serious crimes, and believes that both alleged victims and accused are entitled to a full and serious investigation, it is vital to note that recent allegations against Russell Brand have nothing to do with content on Rumble's platform. Just yesterday, YouTube announced that basically solely on these media accusations, it was barring Mr. Brand from monetizing his video content. Rumble stands for very different values. We have devoted ourselves to the vital cause of defending a free internet, meaning an internet where no one arbitrarily dictates which ideas can or cannot be heard, or which citizens may or may not be entitled to a platform. We regard it as deeply inappropriate and dangerous that the UK Parliament would attempt to control who is allowed to speak on our platform or to earn a living from doing so. Singling out an individual and demanding his ban is even more disturbing given the absence of any connection between the allegations and his content on Rumble. We don't agree with the behavior of many Rumble creators, but we refuse to penalize them for actions that have nothing to do with our platform. Although it may be politically and socially easier for Rumble to join a cancel culture mob, Doing so would be a violation of our company's values and mission. We emphatically reject the UK Parliament's demands. Absolutely. But look what's happening right now. This was the same thing the deep state was doing in the United States. They were dictating to the social media platforms who to censor. Now, out in the open, the UK, acting like a dictator, is telling a social media platform who to censor. This is being thrown in your face. Do you see what the governments are trying to do? They're trying to censor your free speech. He hasn't been proven guilty. Isn't everyone innocent until proven guilty? See, not under a dictator. You're guilty and you have to prove your innocence. That's how they work. Do you see it? It's being thrown in your face. But look what's happening out in the UK. UK's online safety bill for a safer internet has passed its final parliamentary debate and will become law soon. Social media platforms that do not comply with the new rule could face fines up to 10% of their global annual revenue. So right now, they're going to penalize platforms that don't abide by this to put pressure on them. See where all this is headed? They're trying to shut down as many platforms as possible. That's what they're going to do, because you think they're not going to go, hey, this person violated, this person violated, this person violated. You owe us all this money. They're going to try to bankrupt these companies. That's what they're going to try to do. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Remember, Rumble is not based in the UK. So I don't know how this is going to affect Rumble and how the UK can enforce this on Rumble. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. It's almost like when people get notices from YouTube or Twitter saying that Germany is pressing charges against you for violating their policies. Who cares? We don't live in Germany. That makes no difference here. But look what they're doing right now. And we mentioned this yesterday. Here in the United States, we have the Domestic Terrorism and Disinformation Group that they put together. And this involves John Brennan, Clapper, and many other individuals that were involved in the entire hoax of the Hunter Biden laptop. So all these people are now involved. But the Conservative Treehouse did point out something very, very interesting, that there are two words that actually don't fit into what they're trying to do here. And it says DHS will not use AI to improperly profile, target, or discriminate against any individual or entity based on the individual characteristics identified above as reprisal or solely because of exercising their constitutional rights. DHS will not use AI technology to enable improper, systematic, indiscriminate, or large-scale monitoring, surveillance, or tracking of individuals. So if you take out the word improper, and the admission is DHS uses AI to profile, target, and discriminate. In the second sentence, DHS currently participates in systematic, indiscriminate, and or large-scale monitoring, surveillance, or tracking of individuals. The only thing those sentences in the paragraph say is that DHS will not allow AI to create improper outcomes within the system that already exists. So they're going to do all of these things, and that's why it's set up, because they're going to try to shut down everyone, anyone that's telling the truth. Remember, this is how a tyrannical government operates. This is how dictators operate. And you can see it firsthand. It's being thrown in your face. They're violating your First Amendment right. They're going directly against the Constitution, just like they're going directly against the Second Amendment. Right now, Joe Biden is going to announce the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and the new office will be coordinated with Mike Bloomberg, gun control proponents, and others. So what do you think they're going to do right now? They're going after the weapons. It's just another group, another tactic that they're trying. And they're going to push this and push this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is just the other day, we had this individual, a man dressed up as a woman, Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo, come out and said, you know, she's going to target certain people in the United States, influencers or reporters or whatever. And people were questioning, how does this person get their money? Who's funding all of this? It's very, very suspect. And then all of a sudden, the Ukraine Territorial Defense Forces put this out on X and said, statement of the command of the Territorial Defense Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine regarding some statements of the spokespersons of the TDF, Junior Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo. The statements of Sergeant Ashton Cirillo in recent days were not approved by the command of the TDF or the command of the AFU. When conducting military operations against the aggressor, the Defense Forces of Ukraine strictly observe the norms of international humanitarian law. The command of the TDF will conduct an official investigation into the circumstances of these statements. Appropriate decisions would be taken. Sergeant Sarah Ashton Cirillo will be suspended immediately pending the investigation. Isn't that interesting? So this individual is now going to be suspended because of what she was saying. So who really is this person? Who's paying this person? See, now the public has seen this, and the public is now questioning all of this. So what did they have to do? They had to remove this person because there's just too many questions that are being asked. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Human Events put this out, it says, in a video confession by a child trafficker apprehended at the Ukraine-Slovakian border, the trafficker acknowledges the trafficking of children from a boarding school in Ukraine. So this individual, who was a former teacher turned child trafficker at the age of 43, reportedly provided a $1,000 initial payment for an 11-month-old baby. He was apprehended at the Ukraine border and subsequently incarcerated. In a video recorded by his cellmate, obtained by journalists, Verodi admits and reveals additional instances of child trafficking he was implicated in during his tenure at the school where he taught. So Verodi disclosed that he and other traffickers operated under the guise of charity organizations. This charity purportedly collaborated with orphan students from a boarding school in Ukraine. Verodi claimed that many of these students' excursions were destined for places like Holland, Germany, Italy, or America. While these students embarked on various trips, lawyers collaborating with the traffickers allegedly falsified travel documents for the students and some were purportedly adopted. In truth, according to Verodi, children and students from the boarding school were taken for organ transplantation. In 25 children were taken out, only 23 would return, involving employees of the institution, educators, and teachers. Students began questioning the whereabouts of the other orphans during these trips, and certain school faculty members provided excuses for their disappearances. So that's interesting. Charity organizations. Don't we know a lot of charity organizations? And don't we know that Clinton runs one? McCain ran another? And there are many, many others that, you know, they run all over the world. Soros is involved in a lot of these. This is very interesting. So it seems like the truth is now coming out. And remember, with the truth coming out, the deep state players, they need to fight back with everything that they have. And you can see that they're prepping for the 2024 election. And this is what this is all about. They know that the people are behind Trump. They know that they're going to have to cheat on a scale that they've never, ever cheated before. 2020 cheating is going to look minuscule compared to the amount of cheating that they have to do in 2024. And you can see that they're pushing the COVID election virus, and they're going to be pushing this very hard. Now, like we said in the very beginning, to make the plandemic work, they're going to need the tests. Remember, people don't have the tests right now. So they're going to have to distribute the tests to actually build up the cases. And these aren't really COVID cases. They're just going to give you false positives. So what is the Biden administration doing right now? They have announced $600 million to produce a tsunami of new at-home COVID tests and will reopen website to order them. And they're already starting the process. They needed to do it during the winter because this is the cold and flu season. So they're going to get their false positives and people are going to think they're going to have COVID. And they're going to push this throughout the year of 2024. You could see that this is what they're trying to do. So they're going to try to scare everyone, letting everyone know that we have to go back to mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and everything else, which means they're going to be using the mules and they're going to be cheating in the elections. Now, this is one way that they're going to cheat. Remember, they can't rely on just one way. So this is one way because they'll be able to create ballots out of thin air. Remember, they're going to have to cheat on a scale like we've never seen before. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. So keep that in mind. We'll be getting into the illegals in just a second. But the other thing that's very interesting is let's just go back a little bit in time. Remember when Antifa, BLM, and all these corrupt individuals were taking down statues, trying to erase our history, and they're saying, oh no, it's only slave owners. That's all we're doing. Don't worry about it. Remember when Trump was out there saying, listen, what are they going to do? Take down George Washington next? What are they going to do? Take down Ben Franklin next? What are they going to do? Take down Jefferson next? Well, it looks like he's absolutely right. He predicted exactly what they're about to do. Out in New York City, What are they doing? They may remove George Washington's statues, create reparations task force, and they might remove many other historical figures because they had something to do with slavery. And you can see that Trump was absolutely right, because what are they really trying to do? They're trying to blend the country. They're trying to erase the history, trying to erase the identity of the country. And they're not just doing it to the United States. They're doing it to the world. And they're going to continue to do this over and over and over until they get what they want. And this is when the people must fight back. And I do believe the people are going to fight back against all of this. Because once again, yes, they were able to trick the people, use fear, and try to convince them of all these things. But now I do believe the people are awake, the people are learning, and they're realizing what the deep state, what their system is, and what their entire agenda is. Just like their agenda with January 6th, that is completely falling apart. But remember, for the longest time now, 3 years, we've been saying that Ray Epps is a confidential human sorcerer. He worked with the FBI, but he was part of the plan to have an insurrection. It had nothing to do with Trump or anything like that. And they, and I'm talking about the deep state players, the fake news, they kept protecting him over and over and over. And like I said yesterday, I do believe there was a reason they were doing this, and they actually brought charges against him because something was about to drop. And actually, it looks like a lot of things dropped, and this is why they're trying to distract and take focus off of him and many other people. Michael Seifert put this out and said, one of these guys walked into the Capitol on January 6th, took a selfie, and left. The other was caught on video telling people to go inside the building and was one of the first to breach the barricades. One was convicted of seditious conspiracy and sentenced to 15 years in jail. The other just received one misdemeanor for being in a restricted area. I mean, really think about that for a second. And think about why, after 3 years, they decided to charge him. Because if we go back in time, and Sean Davis put this out, it took the feds nearly 3 years to charge Epps with a single count. He's been personally featured on the FBI's pinned January 6th tweet for years. Rasmussen Reports responded to this, said, new FBI polling coming Thursday, which means the people are going to see this and they're going to go, yeah, the FBI knew about this guy for a very long time. Why did they press charges 3 years later when they said that he did nothing wrong? I mean, really think about this. But you can see the fake news. They're all on board with this. Patriots Are Control put this out on X and said, the fake news really wants you to know that Ray Epps was the subject of conspiracy theories, as though this slap on the wrist charge disproves them. If anything, it strengthens the suspicions about Epps. And isn't it amazing how every single outlet is pushing an identical story, an identical narrative? It's almost like they all receive the exact same talking points at 4 a.m. And when you read the articles, it's from ABC News. Former Oath Keeper Ray Epps, a target of January 6th conspiracy theories, charged by DOJ. CNN, man who was focused on January 6th conspiracy theories, charged with misdemeanor related to Capitol riots. So they didn't want anyone to know that this individual is a confidential human source or part of the FBI. So they're trying to make it seem like all of us was completely crazy. The conspiracy theorist that said he was part of it, it's just crazy. Look, they brought him up on charges. And once again, he was brought up on meaningless charges. Most likely, he won't spend any time anywhere. They might throw him in jail for 30 days. I do believe he's going to plead guilty to this. Why would he do that? That makes no sense. But the question is, why did they do this? Why did they do it now? Well, look what came out. It appears former FBI DC supervisor D'Antuono was lying to House investigators about the number of FBI operatives embedded in crowds on January 6th. The House Judiciary Republicans, they sent out a letter that includes transcribed testimony from former assistant director in charge of the Washington field office, Stephen D'Antuono. D'Antuono testified that the FBI had numerous confidential human sources in the Trump crowd on January 6th. In fact, they had so many FBI operatives in the crowd, they had no idea how many were actually there that day. And we can report for certain that the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office is lying about the number of FBI operatives and informants in the crowd on January 6th. Number one, the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys, and at least one FBI informant exonerated the Proud Boys of any conspiracy on January 6th. Number two, the FBI was recruiting men and women to infiltrate the crowds and work as operatives prior to the January 6th. Number three, incident. Luke Robinson, also known as Ginger Gunn, the armed January 6th protester with earpiece dropped from FBI most wanted list. Number four, at least 20 undercover FBI and ATF operatives and three undercover police officers were running operations in the crowd on January 6th. The FBI finally admitted in September 2021 to the New York Times that they were running informants and operatives inside the groups attending the January 6th rallies. Number five, DOJ finally admits that they were running confidential human sources inside the Oath Keepers organization on January 6th. Number six, former DEA agent was pressured to go inside U.S. Capitol on January 6th by an informant friend he was with. Number seven, the FBI admitted in November 2022 that they were running at least eight informants inside the Proud Boys in the months leading to the January 6th. Number eight, at least three FBI operatives or cutouts were speaking on the Oath Keepers walkie-talkie app used by the Oath Keepers on January 6th. FBI embedded a federal operative inside the defense team of nonviolent January 6th prisoner and former U.S. Marine Zachary Real. FBI DOJ informant planted incriminating 1776 returns document in Proud Boys chat group. Fed operative drove Proud Boy leader to infamous meeting with Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes on January 5th. The FBI agents working the crowd on January 6th befriend a Trump supporter and then tried to set him up with Molotov cocktails so he can spend years in prison. It is clear from what we know already from Stephen D'Antuono likely perjured himself during his testimony with the House investigators, which means they need to question him once again. These people are liars. They're part of the criminal syndicate, and the truth is coming out. The other thing that we've come to find out, and this is coming from former Capitol Police Chief Sund, well, he testified he had three calls with Pelosi on January 6th, and Pelosi said they never spoke, but Sund says he has the receipts. So once again, you're going to find out that Nancy Pelosi lied to the people. So the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight held a hearing titled Oversight of the United States Capitol Security, Assessing Security Failures on January 6th. It has been widely reported that Trump asked for the National Guard 3 days in advance of January 6th, but Pelosi turned him down. She refused to call in the National Guard despite numerous warnings of possible violence. Pelosi then refused to turn over information about her culpability in the security breakdown during the January 6th riot for over a year to congressional investigators. Stephen Sund, the Capitol Police chief, on that fateful day, not only confirms her culpability along with the rest of the Democratic leadership, Sund reported that Pelosi utilized him as a scapegoat and forced him to step down as police chief. We all know now she was trying to cover up her own responsibility for the attack. The day after January 6th, Nancy Pelosi blamed Chief Sund for the security failures that day. And once again, the truth is coming out. The other thing that we've learned is that a group of self-identified Antifa supporters who wanted civil war and revolution on January 6th, they sought online blueprints from federal buildings so they could firebomb them and discussed using a Roman legion formation to attack police lines. This is from a September 15th court filing. So they were planning to burn everything down. And who are they going to blame this on? Probably the Trump supporters. And you can see that all this information is coming out, and this is why they brought charges against Ray Epps, because now the information is coming out that, yes, there's confidential human sources. Ray Epps was probably one of them, and we're going to see a lot more information come out. So they needed to do something to try to distract from all of this, to say, oh, no, he's not a confidential human source. He's a Trump supporter, and now we brought charges against him. Well, this isn't going to work with the people. We know and we understand that you've been lying to us, and we can see through this. And I think the people are seeing this every single day, just like they're seeing what the illegals are going to be used for in this next election. Governor Josh Shapiro, he put this out on X and said, when running for governor, I made a committee to bring automatic voter registration to Pennsylvania, the birthplace of our democracy. So he's going to have automatic voter registration. Emil Robinson responded to this and said, there's a name for this idea, and it's called planning to cheat in the next election. Absolutely. Tom Fitton responded to Barack Obama, and this is what Barack Obama says. Great news. Starting today, Pennsylvania will begin automatic voter registration for folks getting a driver's license or a state ID card at the DMV. Tom Fitton responded and said, Barack Obama, one of the most corrupt presidents in history, promotes illicit process to further undermine clean elections in Pennsylvania. So they're bringing in the illegals, they're going to give them driver's licenses, and they're going to have them automatically brought into the system to vote. I mean, really think about what they're doing here. So they're going to be using COVID. They're going to be using the mail-in ballots. They're going to be using the drop boxes. Now they're going to be using the illegals. And what else are they going to use? Probably something else. Well, Rasmussen Reports responded to Governor Josh Shapiro and said, a majority of U.S. voters want the right to have a bipartisan voter volunteer lead-based election forensic ballot audits like the one done in Arizona after the 2020 election. As PA Secretary of State, Governor Shapiro denied PA voters just such an audit, blocking election transparency. Then out in California, California City plans to grant illegal immigrants the right to vote. So we're starting to see this all over the place. And we're starting to see their entire plan. COVID, mail-in ballots, drop boxes, early voting, mules. They're going to be using the illegals to register all these people automatically. They're going to use these people even though they're not allowed to vote. They're bringing in millions and millions of people to have the ability to rig the elections in 2024. So right now, everyone can see that this election system that we have today, it was developed by the deep state. In this system, the people could never, ever have a fair election. It will never, ever work. The Dominion machines, the mules, the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, the illegals coming in, it is designed to install people. And I think people are starting to see this. So if each state does this and each county does this and they implement these new systems of cheating, it's not really new. They've had them before, but they're just expanding them. How in the world can we, the people, then vote in election? Well, wouldn't it be very, very difficult to vote in the election? I mean, look what happened in 2020. That's proof right there. If they did it in 2020, aren't they going to do it in 2024? Absolutely. So the question is, how do we, the people, get a free, fair election? Well, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want them to go down this path. They want them to set up all their cheating. You go ahead and do this, set it all up with the illegals, set up COVID, set it all up. And eventually what's going to happen is the country is going to be attacked because everything that you're setting up will not be enough. And I do believe when they realize, and I'm talking about the deep state players, when they realize that it's not enough, they don't have enough illegals, even though they brought in millions, there's, you know, hundreds of millions of American citizens, which I do believe are going to vote for Trump. I mean, just look at his interview with Tucker Carlson. Over 200 million people viewed that. So what do you think is going to happen as we go throughout 2024 and the economy breaks down, the market crashes, Biden and the rest keep telling us that the economy's fine, but everything crashes. We're entering war and it's getting worse and worse every single day. You think the people are going to go to the side of Trump or they're going to go to the side of Biden? Well, I think they're going to decide to Trump, even if Michelle Obama is introduced. And they're hoping if they introduce her, they'll get enough people to go to her side with the cheating to beat Trump. This is where Trump is going to release, and I don't mean him personally, but this is all set up with the plan. They're going to release the information on the Obamas. And just like with Biden, the people are going to move away from the Obamas and move back to Trump. Trump is going to hit them hard. He's going to inflict pain, and the people are going to see it. So when the deep state players realize this plan is not working, they're going to have to go a different route. And I do believe Trump wants them to go down the route of war, and he wants them to go down the route of someone attacking us with some type of cyber attack to postpone the election. Because I do believe since Trump and the military are in control, they then can take control of the elections. And we can go to paper ballots because no one will trust the ballots. No one will trust the machines. No one will trust anything because, listen, we were just attacked. Do you trust the systems now? No, we don't. So let's go back to paper ballots. Let's go back and protect our elections and let everyone count the votes right there and then. I do believe this is exactly what they're going to do in the end. Now, it might be a little different, but we could see this is some type of scenario that most likely will happen as we approach 2024. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Carrie Lake, she is continually proving that the election was rigged in Arizona. And she put this out on X and she said, case update, we have filed our appeal in the Maricopa County election case with the Arizona Court of Appeals. New evidence produced by Maricopa strongly suggests that county officials intentionally sabotaged the 2022 general election, then gave false testimony attempting to cover up their misconduct. This is an unprecedented situation. Maricopa's intentional disregard of critical election security requirements and Arizona election law cannot stand. Absolutely. And I do believe Kerry is making headway on this. And every step of the way, it's showing that they rigged the election. And it's getting worse and worse for them because they're turning out to be liars, cheats, and criminals. And I do believe in the end that Kerry Lake is going to prove that, yes, they cheated in the election. Now, the only question is, who's going to prove election fraud first? Is it going to be Trump during the trials of the century, or is it going to be Kerry Lake? That should be very interesting. Now, like we said from the very beginning, Trump is continually sending messages that we should never, ever give up. And he put something out on Truth, letting everyone know that we have to continue to fight no matter what. You're fighting for your freedom. You're fighting for your country. And you need to fight to the very end. Take a listen to Trump's message.
Nothing worth doing is ever easy. You'll have bad moments. You got to love what you're doing. And if you don't, just do something else. Keep standing up always for your values. Keep loving your country. And one of the most important things, never, ever quit. Never quit. Then ask yourself, what imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Did we take risks? Did we dare to defy expectations? Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? In my short time in Washington, I've seen firsthand how the system is broken. A small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right. I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. I know that each of you will do what is right, not what is the easy way, and that you will be true to yourself and your country and your beliefs. Remember this, nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled.
And Trump, he's absolutely right. You got to fight, and you got to fight in what you believe in. And if you want to take back this country, you have to continue to fight. And I do believe that's what the people are doing. Yes, they might get down every so often. But once again, if you want something bad enough, you got to keep going. And as people see the evidence pouring out, as people see what's happening, some people might be upset saying, oh, the country's doomed. But what we're really seeing is we're seeing the destruction of the old guard. What you're actually seeing right now is everything that they've been doing, and they've been doing this in the shadows. All Trump did was he accelerated the plan, he amplified everything so everyone could see it. He brought them from out of the shadows into the light. This has always been happening. It's always been done. You just didn't see it. Now that you're awake, you're seeing it, and it's making you angry. It's getting you pissed off. And every day that passes, you see more and more of this. Well, you're starting to realize what they've been doing to this country. But it looks like the fake news, they might be shifting their narrative right now, because I want to go back to Post 2263. This is September 21st, 2018. Fake news about to shift narrative against their masters in an effort to weather the storm. Panic everywhere. Patriots are ready. Enjoy the rally at the queue tonight. So I do believe what they're going to do, the fake news, they're going to go against Biden in the end. They're going to go against him, and they're going to shift everything away from him. Let me go to post 2266. This is September 21st, 2018. There's a picture of Trump with a revolver. It says, "Remain calm. Patriots are in control." What a show. And it says, "You are witnessing, watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people." When will power return to the people? When we vote all these people out and Trump returns. This is why this is the final battle. This is why this is the most important election. This is why the people need to understand the deep state system. They need to see all of this to make that decision in the end. And the people, I do believe, will make that decision. And